something inside just keeps you going. When it's your child, you just get through it. Something takes over and you know that you have to be strong for your child, and you have to be the strong one because you're all they've got. Well, we cope because Blake gets us through. He's got such a happy, funny sense of humour that he actually gets us through. He's always smiling, he's always happy, and he just copes amazingly well. I think he copes better than we do. He'll just ask the odd question, so what's happened to my legs, Mum? And I'll say, well, you know, you were very poorly, you had some bad germs in your brain, and now you can't walk, but you never know, you might do in the future. Oh, okay, Mum. So he does cope really well. But at the time, we did need practical help. We just wanted to get the right treatment for Blake. We sort of put our own emotions on the back burner, and we just wanted the best for Blake. So we were, you know, we were trying to explore different avenues for physiotherapy, for different aids that he needed for his disability. So we were thinking to the future, what does he need when he comes home? What care do we need at home? So everything that he needs was sorted. And the emotional side of it, we put our feelings to one side. But Blake was doing so well at the time, he didn't need any emotional help because he just got on with it. Yeah, it was quite comforting that we were on the ward with other parents and their children had also been just diagnosed. So it was nice to speak to them, and you can sit with them and sort of have a cry and sort of compare stories and what was happening with their child, especially other parents that their children had the same type of tumour as Blake. It did give you hope when you saw them progressing and the treatment was going well and it was actually working. At the time, I wasn't on Facebook. I know now there is Facebook pages that you can actually go on, and parents all the time are saying, right, my child's just been diagnosed with this type of brain tumour. Is anyone out there that has a child that's also got one? That would have helped. I would have even just got a bit of comfort, because you always look for a bit of hope. You always look for that hope that, oh, good, someone else's child has survived this, or, you know, maybe my child will get through it as well. You do need that comfort of hearing other people's stories and other people's experience. It really does help. Yeah, so Blake's siblings cope really well with him. They always help him. If he asks for something, they'll go and get it, or they'll sit and play with him, and they've actually adapted really well. He's just Blake. He's just their brother. They've just got used to him being like that. Obviously, Evie-Lee was too young to remember him walking and running around, so they've all just grown up with him like this. It's just normal. This is just normality to them. Everything changed from that day that he was diagnosed. Our lives have never been the same again. We're far more grateful for what we do have. So Blake at the moment is doing really, really well. He's got a great sense of humour, quite an adult sense of humour. He's got a really kind nature, and I think that he will continue to do well. He's got that zest for life that he's always had, and he's just doing absolutely brilliantly. I hope he continues to.